ajallu alaykum ridwani fala tasqatu alaykum ba'dahu abada. Oh my servant, today, from today onwards, I will never ever be displeased with you. The happiest occasion in the life of a jannati, when he knows that which is his belongs to him. A man is a multi-billionaire. Ask him, why is he restless? He fears poverty. A man with all the namas that he has, and all the bounties, each one of us, in our heart is that fear and concern of poverty. What is going to happen? Our entire effort, our movement, our desire, our cry, our happiness, our sadness is over things of this world. But understand, each and everything only comes from Allah. Of his samai rizqukum wa ma tu'adun. Our risk is not on the earth. It's not in the shop, not in the job. Of his samai, Allah says it in the sky. Wa ma tu'adun, the promise of Allah. Wa ma min dabbatin fil ardi. There is no creature that moves on the first face of the earth. Take every different type of creation, billions and millions of each different species. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is feeding each and everyone. Allah says, وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. But his risk is by Allah. Each and everything is by him. And that day Allah will make an announcement that, listen, understand, your jannat is yours. That jannat of yours will never be taken away from you. Those ni'mat and bounties which will never be able, never be taken away from a person. May Allah Pak make us among the people of jannat. And he said, the people of Jahannam, they sorrow, they grief, will know no bounds. Because now they will understand, when that lamb will be brought in the form that it will be personified with a lamb, and that roar of that lamb will be taken away and it will be slaughtered, then the grief and the sorrow of the people of Jahannam will reach no bounds, because now they will know there is no escape from it. That which is haqiqat, which is reality. Wal jannatu haqqa, wal naru haqqa. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, part of a lengthy dua that he should make at tahajjud, himself is making, giving himself this dawah, that Nabi who saw Jannah, that Nabi who saw Jahannam. He is telling, he is ta'aleem for this ummah. That understand, whether we accept it or we don't accept it, it is reality. That Jahannam, which is a reality. And people of Jahannam will understand that from now, there will be no escape from it. May Allah save us from that. And may Allah save our progenies and families from that. And this is ishtima for this object and purpose, that a cry, a pain and concern. One man comes to the ishtima just to come and greet us, make salam. Allah changes his heart, an environment of iman and amal. It is a place of iman and amal and yateen. Whoever will come in those amals, which were in the masjid of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sumama bin Uthal, the greatest kafir, is tied to the pillar of Masjid Nabawi. His first day, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes to me and says, oh Sumama, what have you got to say about Islam? He says, if you kill me, then you are justified. But if you release me, then you'll find a person who will show you ihsan and show you goodness. And it is out of the goodness of your heart if you release me. Second day, same question, same answer. Third day, same question, same answer. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, release him. He goes outside, takes the ghusl, comes back, he recites shahadat. Masjid is amal. Whoever came into it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed their heart, changed their condition. So this man comes, makes an effort. He's an Aussie multi-billionaire. Allah gave him so much of dunya. He comes in an environment. You will not find anything. There was a youngster who joined us. He was an engineer. While we were in Australia, he joined us for a few days. So I asked him, how did you accept Islam? He says, I was an engineer. I went to America. I went to England, had a job. And from there, my friend invited me to Zimbabwe. And while I was in Zimbabwe, he says, today we dream of having, you know, a few millions or billions. A person dreams of having a few bars of gold, you know. But who of us have ever dreamt of owning a gold mine? He says, at the age of 25, I owned a gold mine. And I saw the heaps of gold increasing every day. 18 kilograms of gold a day, 18 kilograms of gold a week. He's mining and piling up. He says, I'm looking at my gold, my heap of gold increasing, but I'm finding no enjoyment in it. Allah hasn't kept it in the enjoyment of salah, the enjoyment of zikr, the enjoyment of tilawat. Today we haven't experienced it because this heart is sick. It's been attached. We are looking, listening, talking to our children about dunya, making the aspirations of dunya, giving it to them. Kullu mauludin yuladu ala al-fitra. Every child is born on the fitrat of Islam. It is his parents that make him a Yahudi, it is his parents that make him a Christian, it is his parents that make him a fire worshipper. Allah protect us. These children shouldn't stand on the day of Qiyamah and say, oh my Allah, I didn't ask you, my parents, to give me the clothes of Jahannam. Wallah, I didn't ask them to put me onto the pathway of Jahannam. Allah has given us this beautiful deen. Bring ta'lim alive in our homes. Let them listen to the life of Sahaba every day. Let them listen to the fazail of Quran, the fazail of Sarah, the fazail of making Allah zikr, the fazail for spending in Allah's path, the fazail for spending in Allah's path. Let those hearts be nourished with iman and yakin, so that those children can be an investment to us on the day of Qiyamah. They'll be a source of taking us into Jannah and not be as a source of taking us towards Jahannam. So anyway, he comes in this environment. Allah changes his heart. He starts making amal. He goes from his area, that house where there was nobody coming for salah. He starts making an effort in the nearby area. He goes there. He takes the people. Makes an effort on them. He starts salah. Thereafter he buys a piece of land in front and puts a masjid on it. And at that time when we were there for salat al-fajr, 400 people for salat al-fajr. For Jummah Salah when you did, the first Jamaat 800, the second Jamaat another 800, and the third Jamaat also took place. Understand, when an effort is made, Allah will bring his deen alive. So anyway, we found the name of this brother from Yemen, Al-Imana Yamani wa Hikmata Yamani. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam praised the iman of a Yemeni. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam praised the wisdom of a Yemeni. He praised the foresight of a Yemeni. This is the distribution of Allah. Somebody more, Allah gives them somebody less. This is his decision. We should become happy at the goodness of others. And we should have, Allah has given us the heart to feel sorry on the pain of others. We see a person, that cry and pain should become in him. One is we feel, you know, Maulana put it very nicely, Imam Qaji the other day. He said, those that are doing relief work, tell them do some belief work also with it. Feel sorry for them. Feel sorry for the condition as far as the mali halat is concerned. But feel sorry also because of the iman and yaqeen. Sahaba took from Allah through salah. Poverty was their lot. When the hardships and difficulty came upon them and their lands became barren, and when the thought came into the heart, now let us attend to this field. How did it come, beloved brothers, so that this Mubarak deen can reach us? With that worry and cry and pain reached us, they said, now Islam is spreading. Let us attend to our crops and our fields. Allah revealed an ayat, وَلَا تُلْقُوا بِأَيْدِيكُمْ إِلَى التَّحْلُقَةِ. Do not throw yourself into destruction with your own hands. Anyway, we met this person. After Maghrib Salah, we met him probably about the fourth or fifth time after going to his house. His first question, how did you find us? So I told him, you see, we like the angel of death, you know. Worse than the angel of death, you know. Because we find the angel of death will only come once, but the people of the masjid will keep coming. And it is rahmat from Allah. We don't know which moment Allah will change our heart. We don't know which moment Allah has kept hidayat for our sons and our families. We don't know on which door, on which knock, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept hidayat for somebody. So anyway, beloved brothers, the point is, when we found him, he was in a state of intoxication. And not just intoxicated, but his entire family had become murtad. Beloved brothers, Allah Akbar, you can only cry. And no ustad of Arabic, teacher of English, teacher of mathematics, a brilliant man, spoke to him after a while, cooled down, and then he started crying. Not only himself and his entire family had become murtad. He said, I was muazzin of the masjid. And not just muazzin of the masjid, after a while, he said, I was hafiz of Quran also, but this is my condition. Beloved brothers, he said, when I stopped coming to the masjid, nobody came. Nobody came and spoke to me, came and looked for me, why I'm not in the masjid. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is making salatul jummah. He makes salam after salatul jummah. He's looking who is missing in the masjid. Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala, the mufti of Medina, granted the honor of giving fatwa in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, granted that honor, is missing for salatul jummah. Immediately he goes to him, goes to the home of Mu'adh and asks him, oh Mu'adh, what prevented you from coming for salatul jummah? A lengthy incident, he ordered Yahudi some money. Ask the ulama, they'll give you the full tafsir of it. But the point is, when the youngster was missing in the masjid, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala looks, who's missing in the masjid? He sees the youngster missing in the masjid. Immediately he goes to his home. After Fajr Salah, knocks on the door of this youngster. The mother opens, what prevented your sons from coming to the masjid? Wallah, it is our haq, it is the right of each and everyone in our areas to go to them and speak to them about Allah. Encourage them towards Salah. One man who misses one Salah, his name is written on the gate of Jahannam that he must enter. Let us not become complacent. Allah has given us this. We in South America, in one country, Uruguay, 2 years ago, an entire country, not a single masjid, beloved brothers. Masjid, beautiful masjid on the coastline. You walk inside, it's imprinted on the walls of the wall. Fala haliba illallah, fala haliba illallah. Written on the walls of the masjid. It became a place of sharab and zina and place, and became as a place, and it's a museum today. A beautiful masjid, probably about 20 times the size of this masjid. The last salah that was performed was 1939. Those countries, in our country, beloved brothers, we were doing parallel jamaat a few years ago in Zululand. We entered into this masjid, a beautiful structure, men's section, ladies' section, quarter for two imams, quarter for two muazzins. When we entered into the masjid, we had to pick up the Qurans from the floor, beloved brothers. We're now coming from an area just outside Pomeroy, built by Mullah Qasim Sima Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, made such an effort that the people of that area accepted Islam. We came to know about it when the Reverend came to one of the brothers and said, listen, your place of your masjid, we are using it as a church. We entered into that place, blood, the churches are there. They took out the mihrab. That which we are hearing of other countries today, it is in our own planet. Allah has given us a responsibility. This environment of deen that came about, came with an effort and sacrifice and with great shedding of blood and tears. For it to be protected, for the iman of our children to be protected, we also have to make effort and beloved brother, otherwise there is no guarantee. Last year Allah gave us tawfiq when Masjid Aqsa, when Palestine we are spending, we are out with Masturat with our wives in the path of Allah. Allah took us there before. In 2011 or so we spent 4 months. We had an ishtima in Lut. That is where Sayyidina Isa al-Islam will kill the Dajjal. Time is limited. Just to make the incident brief, we had an ishtima. 3,000 youngsters came for that ishtima. First time in their life saw the inside of the masjid. You're talking to the children of Sahaba. You're telling them how to say, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Who's got an excuse, beloved brothers? Each one of us, they ask us on the day of Qiyamah, what will happen to you when my children and our grandchildren will leave in the world without iman? Isn't it the haq that you went to them? It was the day of Jummah last year we were there. We read Salat al-Jummah in Masjid Aqsa. We came back to the masjid where we were staying. Our ladies were staying in a house nearby. Asr al-Salah we performed. After Asr al-Salah we were sitting in the masjid having some tea. The ladies' program, because it was summer, the days were long, so the ladies' program was from 6 to 7. Let our women folk attend these halkas of ta'aleem. We don't know in which moment Allah changes their heart. Today we're working for them our entire life. We're giving them everything. And they tell you after giving them everything, you have done nothing for us also. These women, if there's deen in the woman, there's deen in the home, there's deen in the children. The first one to give everything for the deen of Allah was Sayyidina Khadija radiallahu ta'ala. Allah brought deen alive through the sacrifice of one woman. Anyway, we read Salat al-Jummah, we read Asr Salah, we're having tea. A youngster runs inside the masjid with shorts and t-shirts. Comes to drink water, we grab him, hug him. This is our work. It's of muhabbat. Irhamu man fil ard. Yarhamukum man fis sama. Allah says, have mercy on the people of the earth. The one in the sky will have mercy on us. Hug people for the sake of Allah. Desire the hidayah, desire the akhirat. Anyway, the second one young comes in, third one, five of them come in, we grab them, bring them onto the Zasirkan, make the ikram. So we tell them Allah has kept success in deen. Give them a little bit of dawah. They say, Ya Sheikh Mahaza deen, what is deen? So we tell them, listen, salah is part of deen. They ask you, what is salah? Imagine they are listening to the azan of Masjid Aqsa 5 times a day, playing around Masjid Aqsa in the masjid at the age of 16. They don't even know what is salah. We take them to the wudu khana first time in their life, show them how to make wudu. Allah has given us a great trust and a great amanat, beloved brothers. Ishtima is for this. And how each and everyone understands that this life and wealth of ours is not Allah's tashkil in Quran, is not 3 days, 40 days, 4 months. Allah's tashkil in Quran in Allah ishtara min al mu'minina anfusahum wa amwalahum bi anna lahum al jannah. Allah has bought our life and our wealth in exchange of jannah. If you want the jannah which Allah has promised us, wallahu yadu ila dar is salam. Allah is inviting us towards akhirat, the home of salamat. I'll finish on one incident. There was a jamaat that was working, a parallel jamaat of Yovak was working in Zululand last year. The person, they met a Somalian brother. He narrated an incident to them about his cousin. His cousin has a lady working for him. He had a few shops and that lady passed away. So he saw her in a dream a few days later. So he asked her, tell me, what's your condition? So she told him, my brother, I'm burning in Jahannam because of you. She probably asked him about Islam. He probably told her, never told her. He got up, narrated the incident and went off his head. Few weeks later, I was in Koksar before the Merzberg Ishtima. So I mentioned this incident. There was a program. So after the bayan, a youngster comes up to me. He said, you just confirmed the dream of my sister. My sister had a neighbor. Her neighbor passed away. He said, after she passed away, my sister saw her in a dream. So she asked her, tell me, what's your name? My sister. Oh my. It's an amanat. Each and every one, our neighbors, our friends, the people that we come into contact with. It is an amanat. The akhirat is an amanat. Ishtima is for this. Shab Guzari takes place in Hilal every Friday night. It's to bring this restlessness, bring this understanding, bring this cry in our heart. Inshallah, tonight there's a special program. Mawlana Ihsanul Haq Sahab from Raiwin, one of the elders who have given his entire life, one safar to France. It was among the initial jamaats that went in Masturat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened up the hearts of the women of that country when they started coming into Islam, not by tens or thousands. When they say in 85 or 86, Maulana Gaurasahib was saying, within a matter of 3 or 4 years, over 1.5 million of them accepted Islam. Allah has sent us here, beloved brothers. If you will make an effort of deen, make fikr, worry and concern, Allah will protect us, our families and our children. But beloved brothers, if you are going to worry about the dunya, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also worry, will treat a servant like that. They say a cow that is taken for slaughterhouse, when the cow stops giving milk, then even the one who owned that cow, when he takes that cow to the slaughterhouse, and when that cow is slaughtered, even that woman who takes it, not even one drop of tear comes out. And when that cow is chopped and skinned and sliced and minced, no, even that woman doesn't even cry. Why? Because that cow came out of his object. Today we have forgotten our object. We have been sent with an object in worry and concern. قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي أَضْرُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ عَلَىٰ بَصِيرَةٍ أَنَا وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَنِي. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells his beloved Habib, tell them that this is my way, and not only my, what is my way, I call towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَضْرُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ عَلَىٰ بَصِيرَةٍ أَنَا وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَنِي. I and those that follow me, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me tawfiq inshallah. Give us all tawfiq of making amal. May Allah accept us and our families and make us understand our object in our life. May Allah make our homes and our families and our children as a means of hidayat. May Allah accept our wealth, whether we are willing or unwilling. May Allah accept us for the khidmat of his deen. So each one of us inshallah make niyat inshallah will come for the ijtima of escort inshallah. Bring others also is over the Easter weekend. It will start on Friday at Maghrib time, finish on Monday morning. May Allah Pak give us tawfiq. Make our last days of our life the best days of our life. And may Allah Pak take us from the soul with iman. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
الذي خلق الإنسان وقد أتى عليه حين من الدهر لم يكن شيئا مذكورا فسواه وعدله وعلى كثير ممن خلق فضله وجعله سميعا بصيرا ثم هداه السبيل ونصب له الدليل إما شاكرا وإما كفورا أما الكافرون فأعتد لهم سلاسل وأغلالا وسعيرا يعذبون بأصناف العذاب ينادون ويلا ويدعون صبورا وأما الشاكرون فنعمهم وكرمهم ولقاهم نضرة وسرورا إن هذا كان لكم جزاء وكان سعيكم مشكورا فسبحان من بيده ملكوت كل شيء لم يزل ولا يزال حيا قيوما عليما قديرا ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له في الخلق والأمر ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومطاعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله بعثه بين يدي الساعة ليكون للعالمين نذيرا وآتاه جوامع الكلم ومنابئ الحكم ووعده مقاما محمودا وجعله سراجا منيرا صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فيا أيها الناس وحدوا الله فإن التوحيد رأس الطاعات واتقوا الله فإن التقوى ملاك الحسنات ويقول الله سبحانه وتعالى بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الدال على الخير كفاعله وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من دعا إلى هدى كان له من الأجر مثل من تبعه لا ينقص ذلك من أجورهم شيئا وكما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم والله سبحانه وتعالى يقول وبقوله يهتدي المهتدون وإذا قرئ القرآن فاستمعوا له وأنصتوا لعلكم ترحمون أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بما فيه من الآيات وذكر الحكيم إنه تعالى جواد كريم ملك بر رؤوف رحيم فاستغفروه فيا فوز المستغفرين ويا نجاة التائبين الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومطاعنا ومولانا محمد عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله تعالى عنه وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله تعالى عنه وأقضاهم علي رضي الله تعالى عنه وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنها والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنهما وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله رضوان الله تعالى عليه وعن كل الصحابة أجمعين الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذهم غرضا من بعدي من أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم أصلح لنا ديننا الذي هو عصمة أمرنا وأصلح لنا دنيانا التي فيها معاشنا وأصلح لنا آخرتنا التي إليها معادنا واجعل الحياة زيادة لنا في كل خير والموت راحة لنا من كل شر ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون واذكروا الله يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله اللهم انت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك ربنا وتعالى يا ذا الجلال والإكرام لا إله إلا الله وحده كل شيء قدير اللهم لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت ولا رد لما قضيت ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد إنك على كل شيء قدير اللهم عنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربنا رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله